This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthier Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by the Chief Operating Officer of the California Pacific Medical Center, who's also a leader at Sutter Health. Thrilled to have Hamela Kownacki with us today. Hamela's going to talk to us about her career, about California Pacific Medical Center, about top priorities this year, and a little bit more. Hamela, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us just a little bit about your background and your career?
Sure, Scott. Thank you. I've been with Sutter Health for 20 years, and I'm currently the Chief Operating Officer at California Pacific Medical Center. I am responsible for 3 acute care hospitals with multiple outpatient centers and clinics throughout San Francisco. I've been very fortunate to have had multiple careers. My greatest joy is learning through my different roles. I've been provided with many opportunities at Sutter Health, from strategy to operations. In fact, I started my career as a bedside nurse. This really formed the foundation for my career and has never left me. As I became more comfortable in my clinical skills, I wanted to learn more about the business side of medicine. I was interested in healthcare management, so I earned a degree in business and healthcare management, and I started working for a healthcare insurance company. I had the great fortune of starting a Medicare Advantage program. Later on, I was negotiating contracts with hospitals and IPAs. And while this was great experience, it made me realize my passion was on the patient care side. I returned to the hospital setting, and I have had numerous different roles, including strategy planning, as well as very exciting hospital building projects for multiple healthcare systems. I've been in my current role for 6 years, and every day is new and exciting. It's a little bit being on whitewater rapids. One moment is calm and serene, and you turn the corner, and you're faced with the rapids. And this is what makes it exciting, to be problem solving every day.
Hamela, do you ever think about how many of the great leaders today were nurses in their original career? They're always nurses, I guess. Once you're a nurse, you're always a nurse. Do you ever think about why that is? Why so many great leaders had nursing backgrounds?
I think one of the reasons is because we know what it feels like to serve and be at the bedside. Or one of the lean terms you may hear often is going to the gemba, which is where the work happens, basically. And we came from it. So we know what it feels like. And I think we can be great supporters of what happens every day. And patient care is at the core of what we do.
Magnificent. And talk about, as COO today of the California Pacific Medical Center, maybe a little bit about California Pacific Medical Center and a few points of pride in the center.
Sure. CPMC, in fact, was a merger of two hospitals back in 1991. And over the years, it's been 40 years, two other hospitals joined CPMC in San Francisco. And we have a rich history of serving San Francisco that dates back 150 years. Our hospitals provide full spectrum of care from secondary, tertiary to quaternary, including organ transplantation, as well as many clinics and outpatient services throughout San Francisco. We are a non-for-profit academic medical center, have a large research program, as well as residencies and fellowships. And even though we have such a broad spectrum of services for a community hospital, we do attract patients from all over Northern California, and we are totally focused on patient care. And this is one of the reasons I think we have such strong outcomes. The employees and physicians at CPMC are some of the most dedicated, passionate, and smartest people I have ever met. I'm especially proud of our seamless moves into two new state-of-the-art hospitals. And shortly after the moves, we were confronted with the pandemic. And I couldn't be more proud of how our staff and entire team handled these challenges. Despite the challenges of the pandemic, our internal employees' engagement and safety scores went up significantly. which is a testament to our commitment to safety and our incredible team. It truly is an honor to be part of a CPMC.
What a magnificent team and a great system. Talk to us for a moment about, when you look at this year, I mean, this has obviously been a challenging last 15, 16 months for everybody in healthcare, anybody who's a provider, a clinician, a leader. Talk about your top three priorities the next 3 to 6 months. What are your top three priorities currently?
Sure. Our top three priorities are safety, quality, and finance. We are addressing our financial challenges while staying focused on safety. We've served the community for 150 years. We'll be here for another 150 years to continue to provide the excellent care that we have provided. We're laser focused on patient and safety. I'm absolutely passionate about it. We've done an amazing job of vaccinating our employees and the community. We're providing constant training and equipping our team members with the tools they need to provide care in this new normal. And we are continuing to educate and engage our patients to support their sense of safety in their routine care as well as acute care. And we continue to be committed to quality as we have been throughout COVID.
Thank you. In terms of taking care of the community, taking care of your people, talk about this year. And as you look at the rest of this year, what are you most excited about? What gets you up in the morning and excited about, you know, what you're seeing this year?
The answer is probably simple. I'm excited about whatever new normal is going to look like. And I'm excited about building on what we learned, the knowledge we gained in 2020, where we are stronger and more unified teams than ever before. And really keeping our employees engaged. That is at the core of our safety, and we will continue to do that.
Thank you very much. Hamela, a pleasure to visit with you. Is there anything I failed to ask you about that you want to touch on?
I think we have to really learn what the new normal looks like. We as healthcare leaders have to focus on safety. I cannot emphasize that enough and how important it is to learn what we learned and continue on this safety journey and provide the best we can for our employees and our patients.
Thank you very much. Hamela, a pleasure to visit with you. Continue great success at the Sutter Health System, a magnificent system. And thank you for taking a few minutes out today of an incredibly busy schedule to visit with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott.